This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To enthrall millions of people around the country. How about that, Jay? You get goosebumps when you think about all the people that are listening to. Hanging on your every word. Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen. Is this good news? Judge has reversed changes to the Endangered Species Act. You pronounce it species or species? Species.
Anyway. Now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like species, but I think I say species. And it also depends if I'm just speaking or if I'm reading off of something. Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say Oregon instead of Oregon if I'm reading it. It's so embarrassing.
Really? People tease me because I call them blueberries instead of blueberries. Blueberry, it's a blueberry. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Very, very British of you.
Yes, thank you. So this judge has restored some of the protections that were gutted, and that's a term being used by... So, see, that's not a reflective term. That's a pejorative term. That is, that's an editorial term, using the term gutted when referring to things like this that happened under Trump. That is something that when you hear that word, it arouses an emotion in you, doesn't it? When you heard gutted, that has a, instead of something like a phrase like shut down or stopped or something.
It sounds so aggressive.
Right.
Hostile and aggressive.
Yes, right. And that's what the news media does. It takes things and twists them around. But anyway, the bottom line, and see, that's what I'm talking about. When it comes to disinformation, it isn't just sort of what's said, it's how it's said. And maybe you think I'm a nitpicker, but I'm not. I don't think I'm being a nitpicker. We have a lot of gullible people in this country and around the world becoming more gullible because they believe all this crap that they see in social media, which hasn't got any, usually, much basis in fact. It's all pejorative. It's like speak, if you will. And so we're making a lot of unhealthy choices in our mind because, again, you know, go back to what I was talking about before, if you were listening to the discussion about the Trump election and that sort of thing. There are people who are throwing things around that aren't the truth. Is there a plan, for example, for a one-world government? I'm getting off the... I'm kind of going down a different street here. Maybe I should stick with the endangered species thing for a second, then I'll go down that street because I want to finish the story. Apparently, the last 4 or 5 years, the Department of the Interior had directed agencies under its control to consider the economic impact of protecting animal habitat, removed tools that became risky for certain species. Now, I guess this is it's better to have protection than not, but under the circumstances, I have said, as a matter of fact, I think as recently as yesterday, one of the things that I run into on the farm are all of these wetlands protection things. The wetland, and if you're an environmentalist, you're probably going to like what I'm saying. I think I'm a conservative, and a conservator, and I think I'm certainly an environmentalist. But there's a point in which the practical use of these terms and what happens as a result of doing what is suggested by this terminology and these rules is over the top, and it gets in the way of us. This is sort of a warning. All of these rules and regulations are getting in the way of us trying to feed ourselves. Remember, we used to be the breadbasket of the world. And at the rate we're going with environmental rules and other things that are going on the farm, we'll be lucky if we can feed ourselves in 50 years. And I don't say that to try to scare anybody. I'm somebody who pretty much knows what's going on in this department. I know what's going on. You know, people say, well, we should use certain chemicals and fertilizers, and there's a move among some of the Farm Bureau, like the American Farm Bureau, not among the National Farmers Union, but here's where they disagree. And I disagree with the American Farm Bureau's position on Monsanto and Roundup and things that supposedly help farmers produce more stuff. Okay, maybe quantity, but quality? No. There's no way you can convince anybody who's got a brain that the stuff that's coming out of the ground that's loaded with all of these chemicals is good for you. Just isn't. So, anyway, I can say that in a nonchalant way. The effects of the Endangered Species Act and what's being done to open land, farmland, in the name of saving habitat and species is beyond what's reasonable. I think there's no, maybe there are questions among some people, but I think that the protecting some of this stuff at the expense of us being able to grow our own food or being able to provide the necessary lands for, because last year 2 million acres got used for development, and most of it was farmland. So if you keep taking away millions of acres every year or two and put them into houses, okay, people need a place to live, got it.
Mm-hmm.
But then how are we going to feed the people living in these houses if we keep taking away the land that is used to feed people? Make any sense?
And a lot more people are doing their own backyard gardens, that people have chicken coops for fresh eggs. But if you live in an area where there's a homeowners association that says, no, you can't do that stuff, well, then you're back to square one, too.
And you know why they say it? It has nothing to do with safety. It has to, I don't want to list those chickens and that rooster. I hear that on the farm. I have a rooster. Actually, I have a couple of them on the farm. And even though the farm, well, there are a couple of houses that are fairly close. But people don't understand what farming is all about. I don't like the smell. Hey, that's what you get. That's what happens on a farm. It smells. That's it. And so you move into these areas, these naive people that don't know anything about farming or animals, and they love the bucolic. People thank me all the time. I raise the real estate values around the farm because everybody wants to be near the farm. Okay, great. So I start spreading manure. I don't like that. We're going to call the police. Yeah, really? I'm going to spread the manure then in your yard.
How do you like me now?
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so climate change is overcooked as far as I'm concerned. Threatened species is overcooked. I'm not being ignorant. I'm just telling you that I think we've gone too far and there needs to be some balance. That's what I'm saying. And so, I mean, you look at, there's a lot of stuff, the thread of info coming from Phoenix this week because of the hot weather. Let's talk about the weather a little bit. Hold on a second. A lot of storms and what's going on as a result of the storms and the heat. We'll discuss that in just a moment here on the Good Day program.
Here's a thought. You wouldn't wear your PJs to an important business meeting, right? So why would you wear your running shoes on a serious walk? You need footwear that was designed specifically for walking, and nobody on the planet makes walking shoes that can even touch Skechers Go Walk Styles, the world leader in technical walking footwear. Go Walk has a variety of technical walking products that will show you what your walk has been missing. Styles like Go Walk Hyperburst or Go Walk Arch Fit. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips.
and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
I was just, I have a column, I have a batch of info on my desk here in the studio, Jay. It's called Food for Thought. And I don't know why, it's next to my pile of things that I talk about with regard to farm food and family stuff. So if you have a moment to consider how you, what happens when you put a check or something, well, you don't. There's a bill and a check goes into an envelope, and then you mail it to the, you know, like I do that for most of people tease me because I don't pay my bills online. I don't because I want to know where it goes. I want to see something. So anyway, pay your Verizon bill. So you put the slip in the envelope, but you forget to put the check in. So you rip open. How many times have you done this? You've sealed the envelope, and then you realize, ah, I didn't put the check in there. So here's what you do. You place the sealed envelope in the freezer for about an hour, maybe a couple of hours. And then you take it out, and you can unseal it easily. You don't have to, and then you can use the envelope over again. How do you like that?
That's a good call.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that's a lot of faith in that check making it to the destination, though.
Yeah, right, exactly. Then there's the postal service you have to deal with. All right, so Phoenix, hottest city in America, averaging this summer 114 degrees during the day and 84, 85 degrees at night. Does this city become, well, it is a desert. Southwest is a desert. Los Angeles is a desert. Southern California is a desert. It's hot in a desert. So is this because of climate change or is this because it just is? You know, no matter what happens, this storm in South Dakota, you saw that, everything in the sky turned green.
There were some photos where you can see the clouds and the different shades of green, but there were some where it looked like a green screen was a backdrop to Sioux Falls. It was truly astounding. It was really cool to look at, but also so creepy. I kept hearing the Wicked Witch of the West theme in my head.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's a derecho. That's what they call it. These things have been happening more and more. Now, is this because of climate change? These are very fast-moving thunder showers, and the thunderstorms are usually pretty large area, 240, 250 square miles. So anyway, if you are somebody who's listening to us in South Dakota, you probably got a little worried yesterday. This was just not heavy rains and winds. The green sky and covers up the blue sky. And therefore, it's like a rainbow, in a manner of speaking. It's a confused, the sky's confused. But at the end, what's the old song, the end of the rainbow? At the end of these storms, there's always a rainbow. So if you see green, and then you see blue, and then you see red, and then you see yellow, you know, the stuff that happens at the sunset when you see, what's the old expression, red sky in the morning, farmers take warning, red sky at night, farmers delight. Mm-hmm. So you look up and see these beautiful hues, the yellow and the red, it's kind of cool. But if you know your colors, if you put red and yellow together, it creates green. You know how the combo of all the colors.
Yeah,
you know,
the primary combo, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that's sort of, according to National Geographic anyway, that's what this is all about. And so these are storms that are happening in the central part of the country. Some of them have happened in the eastern part of the country. But it's not the end of the world, folks. Chicken Little, you can go back into your hen house because it's not the end of the world. No, I'm going back to Phoenix for a second. Who wants to live in 114-degree heat? I don't know what the appeal of a lot of people. I'm going to Phoenix. No, okay. Actually, we're about to start in Phoenix on a radio station there, so I better be careful about what I say, right? 21 after the hour.
G Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alright. Just looking up for where I can find a new dump truck. Alright, it's 23 after the hour. Don't you love my distractions here? I'm looking at what the events of the day are all about, the stuff that matters, and then I get distracted because I know I need a dump truck on the farm. Gotta find a new dump truck.
Yeah, oh, I hate when that happens.
I knew you would. Okay, so let's talk about Bette Midler, shall we, for a while? She's cutting it in the neck because supposedly she's a transphobe. This is, once again, an example of going way off the reservation for the whatever she was saying. I don't even know she was... There was a tweet about women's rights or something like that.
Yeah, about the word women is kind of being erased, and she's talking about how women are being stripped of the rights over... her direct quote is, "We are being stripped of our rights over our bodies, our lives, and even our name. They don't call us women anymore. They call us birthing people or menstruators."
Ridiculous.
And she goes on.
Oh my God.
A lot of people are saying that it wasn't an inclusive...
Give it a rest, folks.
She was saying, because this is somebody, Bette Midler has always been very
liberal
and she's fought for marginalized people for almost her entire adult life, probably even a little bit before.
Yeah.
And she was saying, she's specifically talking about people who have a uterus. So it's not about gender identification or anything like that. It is about women who can give birth and not having a right over their own body. It has nothing to do with the trans community. And she apologized if the way she said it got people confused,
apologize?
But she does not apologize for what she said because she stands
she
by what she said.
As she well should. Yes. All right, here's the story. We were talking about Cheers earlier and Frasier and stuff. I don't know if you remember, well, one of the kids that was in Cheers has been accused and then convicted of, his name is Jerry Harris. He's going to prison for 12 years for coercing young boys to have him, you know, do the va-da-da-da-da-da. So this is, if you look at Cheers, you can see him when he was much younger. But, you know, you wonder what it is that motivates, to go back to kind of, not what Bette Midler was saying, but I saw this and I'm thinking, okay, what is there about us? What's the nature of humanity that makes us all so different? And yet we kind of want to all be the same, you know? Is that I want to be like him or her when I grow up. Well, you're not going to be because you aren't him or her. You are you. And you should celebrate who you are. You're an interesting and you're very much an individual. Speaking of individuals, Gene Simmons, is there anybody who's more of a character, more of an individual than him from Kiss? Apparently they are doing the end of the road tour, so they say. But just coincidentally, they've added 100 more cities to the farewell tour because we have a lot of people we want to say goodbye to, right? All over the world.
It's like they took a cue out of Cher's book. If you do a farewell tour and you just never stop touring,
right,
then you're still on your farewell tour.
It's pretty funny, actually, isn't it, when you get right down to it? That's funny. So anyway, these guys.
Great, go for it.
Simmons, the lady that he, I always thought, he's not married to her, but he's got three or four children with her. I just thought she was a hot potato. I'm trying to remember what her name is. Shannon Tweed, thank you, Chris. Yeah, she sort of was a B-movie star. But the only reason she had these parts is because she was really attractive in a wholesome sort of way. You know what I mean? She was one of those rugged, individualistic women. Apparently, she and Gene Simmons hit it off immediately, and they've been together ever since. And it's kind of a nice story about the couple and how they live together. I don't know. They had that TV show, remember? TV show about their life together. Pretty interesting show. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scan.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boris Johnson will resign after a wave of government resignations and a result from his own cabinet, leaving him unable to carry on. The move sets up a race to replace him as head of the governing Conservative Party. And as far as if Johnson can remain in control until there is a replacement, Tim Bale is a professor of politics at Queen Mary University in London.
I do think there is a question, as we've said, about whether he can continue in post for another 3 months. I mean, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom has an awful lot of power. Boris Johnson is known to exercise that power in all sorts of unconventional ways.
That audio courtesy of CNN. WNBA star Brittany Griner's drug possession trial will continue in Russia today. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is getting slammed on social media for his summer vacation travel plans. Democrat Gavin Newsom revealed he's in Montana, despite the state being on the list that California bars official state-funded travel. The ban is due to what California calls discriminatory LGBTQ plus laws. A Newsom spokesperson saying the travel ban applies to using state funds and the governor's travel is not being paid by the state. However, the governor's office would not say if his state-paid travel security detail was accompanying him. Montana Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale says this is just par for the course when it comes to Newsom.
It is standard operating procedure for the far left. We see this time and time again, the hypocrisy that the way with which they live their lives is always very different from the policies that they try to impose on the balance of their constituents. And this is just another example of it.
Spain's famed Running of the Bulls is back. This after the pandemic got in the way of the event the past 2 years. Starting Thursday, thousands of thrill seekers will take to the streets in the 9-day festival. They'll be joined on those streets by a half a dozen charging bulls. President Biden is set to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to a number of notable names, including Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have a round of applause for Boris Johnson. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. And he's crying crocodile tears because he let the Brits down. Too bad. See you later. So I'm still trying to figure out who's going to be next, though. How'd you like to be prime minister? We could put you, Jay. Jay Kirshner is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. How about you as the leader of England?
Yeah, no, I'm not management material. I'm totally comfortable with that. What about you, Doug?
I'm management material.
I know my strengths.
And management isn't one of them. Well, obviously, Boris didn't know that about himself, even though he thought he could be the second in command, the second leader of the free world. And I wonder what this means to Brexit. Getting England back into, there's a pipe dream among many of the Brits. And one of the reasons, well, the reason he's getting booted is because he had parties during COVID and lied about them. That basically is his downfall. But come to find out, he was lying about a lot of other stuff as well.
Oh, yeah, and protecting people had inappropriate or too close for comfort relationships with donors. And there was somebody who he knew had sexual assault allegations against them and promoted this guy.
Yeah, he is kind of a boob. So he's gone. Bye-bye. See you later, Boris. Shaquille O'Neal is in the good news department today. Bought a couple of washing machines and a TV. Went into Best Buy. Hey, here comes Shaq. He's coming to buy a couple of washing machines and a TV. Just for the heck of it, apparently. Listen, people, why should it be any different? This is the thing about folks. They think because someone is well-known, they don't go out and do what other people do. The average person makes it difficult because I'm sure when Shaq went into Best Buy, everybody wanted his autograph. Or they wanted to get around him. And all he wanted to do is go buy a couple of washing machines. Leave me alone. Although he doesn't
right?
say
and
that.
Not,
he's good with
not
the
like
public.
He could, yeah, and it's not like he's somebody who could just put on a baseball cap and walk
right.
in that notice.
Glasses.
He's Shaq. Like, he's
right.
very uh-huh. noticeable. And he goes, apparently he does this a lot where he goes into Best Buy because he likes to see what's new with technology. He likes
right.
to go to their tech department. And he happened to start talking up with this couple who happened to be buying a washing machine. And he's like, you know what, I'll buy the washing machine for you. And let me throw in a 70-inch TV for you as well.
Yeah, help yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the kind of stuff that makes life worth living. And see somebody like that and just have some fun with it, because that's what it's about. Let's have some fun. As opposed to the people who all have their knickers in a knot because of what Bette Midler said. Here's another one of those stories. Barbara Banda, you know who she is?
I cannot picture the face, but I do know.
Soccer. She's soccer. She's a new, she's been around for a couple of years. And so she has been ruled ineligible because the soccer people have instituted gender verification tests. So now we got to have everybody that's involved in football, basketball, what, hockey, baseball, and why can't women play these things? It's yeah, I suppose
Wait,
we want to have a gender
she's suspended
fight.
Suspended right now to make
yep.
sure she's a woman,
yeah,
a biological
right.
woman. That's what's
yep.
going on.
Yes, she's a forward. She's done very well. She was at the Olympics last year. She was on the Chinese team, as a matter of fact, and so now she is unavailable. For she lives in Zambia, and she was supposed to be playing in the opening game this week, but they ruled that she doesn't have enough of whatever kind of hormone in her body,
estrogen.
So they're questioning. Yeah,
well, she has too much testosterone
anyway.
Yeah, I was just going to say that was something that happened at the recent Olympics, that there was somewhere where the women just had, biological females have too much, they had too much natural testosterone in their systems, and
yeah.
they were being told that they were ineligible.
Well, all of the teams that are in the, is it FIFA? I never pronounce it right. FIFA, whatever
yeah,
it is.
FIFA.
All the teams now must submit the members of the team to, they have to conform to having doctors and medical documents that prove that they are women. Otherwise, you can't play. So when you test, and we've got a lot of tests, a lot of women I know, you know, a lot of the people that are involved in various physical activities, the physical activity itself will create more testosterone in your system. Just that's the way the body works. So, hope it works out for her. She looks like she's a pretty good player. At any rate, this is another one of these daily things on whose sex are you, and are you a he, him, it, they, them, all that stuff. I sound like an old codger, but I think it's ridiculous. Let me go back. Somebody sent me, you can be sure if we say something wrong, somebody's going to catch us. So we're talking about colors in the last half hour. If you are not listening or you didn't hear the last half hour, you can catch the whole program, by the way, all day, every day at DougStephan.com, right? We can go to DougStephan. Good day. I forget.
Yeah, each day replays the entire day until the next new show, and
yep.
then there's also the podcast, and it's all at the same place. You can go to gooddayshow.com.
There you go. All right. So thank you for getting my foot out of my mouth on that one. The essence of what we were talking about was colors and rainbow and what happens in a storm. And I said, what did I say? Red and yellow makes green.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed
it's
that.
It's orange. Yeah, no,
yeah.
It's orange.
Red and yellow make orange. Yellow and blue mm-hmm. make green.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Did you? I didn't even catch when you said that. My brain must have auto-corrected you.
Yes. You would have auto-corrected. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of auto-correcting going on. With a good reason. Here's the story of a husband who wants a divorce. Listen to this. This guy found out that his wife changed the name of their baby. So
without
here they are.
Him.
Yeah, doesn't tell him. he hears his wife talking to her mother, referring to their daughter by a different name. And this is a year after they've had the baby. So he asked the mother and the wife, what are you talking about? They went, they looked at him like, you know, the expression deer in a headlight. You've seen that? Have you actually ever been in a situation, I have been, where a deer jumps out in the road and it's nighttime and you're driving down the road and the deer just stands there? Doesn't know what to do because the deer's looking in the headlights and doesn't understand what it is. So instead of moving, they just stand there. They're frozen.
Wide-eyed, yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
And the wife didn't even respond. She was so, like, she knew she messed up, and it was her mom.
But how did it take him a year to figure it out? This guy's got to be a dunderhead.
Because they hid it from him. They just didn't refer to the child's new, quote-unquote, new name, and it was never in the birth certificate, the original name. So she and her husband, the couple, they had this deal that if the baby was a girl, he got naming rights. And if the baby was a boy, she got full naming rights. And they had this deal and planned, and then the baby was a girl, he got naming rights. And they had also discussed names previously. So he chose something that they had agreed on. Goes on the birth certificate and everything, and he even says, okay, I wrote that name down on the birth certificate. Are you still okay with that? And she's like, yes, all good. And then a year later, he finds out that she and her mother have been calling the child what she wanted to name it. And then when he's upset about it, because now he's realizing why his child is having difficulty recognizing her own name, because she is going by two names, apparently. And it was the mom, and the mother-in-law was like, you stole that right. She's the one that carried it. And then the woman was like,
I
was the one that carried it, all this stuff. And so there's so much more to this. It's not even just about the fact that the woman changed the name. She does not respect her husband. She does not treat him as an actual
partner. No, they shouldn't be married in the first place.
Yeah, he is not being a jerk for saying that he wants to get a divorce because of this, because there's so much more. Like, this is way heavier than just a name.
Yeah, it's the old cabal of the mother-in-law and the wife. You want to start some trouble? There's a way to start some trouble. Do you love your mother-in-law? Huh? I actually didn't like my mother-in-law because she was a jerk. Mm. And she wasn't really my mom. Well, both, when Tony and I were married, she told me this story before. We were only engaged for like 3 months and then we got married. And one of the stories was about where she came from. Yeah, I've told a story on the air about her. She was a nun in the Sisters of Mary order down in North Carolina. And she was having a little problem with a priest. And so she left the convent. And the father who was running the convent had a brother up in Framingham who was running a school. And he hired her to be a teacher. And that's how she got up here. And, you know, the stories are legion about what happened, but one of the things, the reason she was in the Catholic boarding school to begin with that led her to becoming a nun was because she caught her mother in bed with somebody else beside her father, and that ended up being in divorce court, and she had to testify, and her mother said, I'll never talk to you again, I'll never see you, and she never did, never talked to her again. So imagine what psychological impact that has on a 15-year-old girl. So anyway, fast forward to the sort of situation that we're talking about. She didn't like her mother, and I didn't like her mother. I never met her mother. But her husband, the father, married again. And, oh, what a monster. She was one of these people. Let's see how I can best describe her. It's the look as much as anything else. She was a chain smoker, and she had this beehive hairdo that went up about 3 feet over her head. You know, that kind of, and she just had this contempt for both Megan and Brendan and Tony and me when the kids were coming along, though. And it was just, yeah, so the old stories, the old, remember Ernie K. Doe's song, Mother-in-Law? Mother-in-law, mother-in-law.
I don't know that one, but I totally believe that there's songs like that.
Chris, see if you can find that song by Ernie K. Doe, Mother-in-law. And if we can find it, we'll have it for you right after this.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life, and that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and donated over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
I listen to the lyrics.
Satan should be her name. To me, they're about the same.
Mother-in-law.
Every time I open my mouth, Deb said try to put me out. How could she stoop so low?
Mother-in-law, 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 myself. I could play this whole thing. It's pretty silly stuff. It comes from the same era as if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. same stuff.
So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
Yes, right. That's it. You got it. So anyway, this all comes out of a discussion of mother-in-laws and this guy who didn't know what his daughter's real name was. And it was basically it was collusion, but I bet it was the mother-in-law's fault, really. So there, under the circumstances, that's that.
You know,
people are funny.
Yeah, yes. There are some people who have the worst relationships with their in-laws, and then others who just have the best relationships with their in-laws. And in my friends group, it is a hodgepodge. There are some people who have actually had to cut ties with their in-laws because they were such abusive people, and then others who are like, nope, that's a second mother to me.
Yeah, well. All right, so mothers-in-law, and this is not about all of you. I'm sure most of you are wonderful people, but sometimes there's just a little problem. You're going to sometimes make it bigger problems. It's 10 before the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Past the hour now. It's a Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can always be in touch with him if you're intrigued by the way he approaches the issues from the world of medicine. You may want to have a checkup. Go to 352-735-1400 to be in touch with him. All right, now I got a couple of questions here about with all the focus on babies and births and all that stuff, what happens after a baby is born. The first question has to do with postpartum depression, but not necessarily with the mothers. What about postpartum with new fathers? Possible? Yes or no?
Yes, possible. We're always thinking about postpartum depression in the mother, but there's a study out very recently in JAMA Network Open that actually shows that we've got to remember dad because they can suffer postpartum depression. So, dad, if you're feeling blue after the delivery, it's normal. Talk to the doctor about it.
It is. Why? Because you're not psychologically or physically connected to the baby. What is there that's, because the postpartum depression in women is caused by the chemicals going crazy into your body. Some women have it, some don't.
Well,
so men,
we always think about postpartum depression, Doug, in women. So why might a man have postpartum depression after the birth of a child? It's probably due to a reactive depression. This was not studied, the why, in this study, but my own assessment of this study is that there's definitely a loss. You and I, we've been fathers. With our first child, we go from that special position in our wife's eyes as number one, and as soon as that child comes into the world, we are lowered to number two. And losing that premier position of number one may be, for some men, a reactive depression.
Huh. Man, you got so much to think about. Okay, so let's turn our focus to women with the same, not the same sort of problems, but is this good news for women? There's a drug that seems to show promise for reducing hot flashes that happen to women. Some get them much worse than others during menopause. What's the scoop? I'm not going to try to pronounce this. You can if you want to.
Doug, at the Endocrine Society's annual meeting, this is a research meeting where the endocrinologists, the hormonal specialist doctors, they distribute their newest research, their newest information, and sometimes it is picked up by the media. And one of the reports was about a new drug that is showing some promise for reducing hot flashes during menopause. This is a big problem. There's really not a great solution to it. So any hope is a big deal and a headline. This drug, it's a mouthful. Fezolinetant. I don't even begin to say that I know how to pronounce it properly. Fezolinetant. But it's not yet available. It's not yet on the neighborhood corner drugstore's line of drugs to dispense to you. But I think it's showing promise, and there's some good hope it may be out in the next year or so. It's just something to talk to your doctor about, because many of you, of the women listeners, are dealing with these hot flashes, and your partner is dealing with the results of them. And any solution during this time of life would be a wonderful bit of hope.
Next question has to do with vaping and what happens to your lungs and how long does it last even if you quit.
Well, there's a report recently, Doug, in the Annals of the American Thoracic Society that the symptoms from vaping, they do are caused by lung damage, and this damage can linger for at least a year after you vaped before some healing can occur. And anybody who does vape and thinks they're doing it for their health, you know, you need some help, because I'm not sure I know why anyone is vaping right now.
Yeah, no, there's nothing good that comes from it. A quick answer to a question about alopecia drugs. Yes or no, there's a new one from Eli Lilly. Will it work?
Yeah, there's some optimism here for helping with hair replacement, and it's called Olumiant, and the FDA has approved it as of a couple of weeks ago, and this is new hope for baldness. And talk to your dermatologist, your primary care doctors about this. If you are dealing with trying to replace hair, this is a new option, and for some it's going to be a good solution. Olumiant, approved by the FDA in mid-June.
Good day, health, Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.